This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Last night's news brought word of a possible ceasefire in the Iraqi city of Najaf. Today, there's word of more fighting in Najaf and other cities. The Shiite Muslim leader Muqtada al-Sadr promised to disarm and to leave a shrine in the center of Najaf. But he said he would only do that after a truce was worked out with U.S. Marines encircling the city. NPR's Ivan Watson is following this story from Baghdad. And Ivan, let's talk through this. There was a ceasefire, a possible ceasefire, worked out by representatives of the Iraqi National Conference, that sort of national assembly that met this week. And then Iraq's interim government responded. What did they say?
Well, they just put forth a number of conditions, new conditions that were not envisaged by the Iraqi National Conference. It amounted to a very provocative statement from the Iraqi interim government. A minister gave Sadr's people only hours to respond to these conditions with the threat of a military strike if they do not. They said that Sadr should publicly declare the disbanding of his Mahdi army, preferably in a press conference, that all weapons should be handed over to Iraqi police stations across the country, that the fighters should withdraw from the shrine and actually present their identifications to the Iraqi police on the way out, and that Sadr should publicly vow not to commit any acts of violence in the future and reveal details on religious courts allegedly organized by the Mahdi army in the past to the proper authorities. There was no mention of the amnesty or immunity proposed by the Iraqi National Conference. For Sadr to accept these conditions, it would be tantamount to a full and unconditional surrender, Steve.
So there are two different Iraqi groups allied with the United States that are making two different sets of demands on Sadr. And what effect have all these peace talks had on the fighting in Najaf?
It has continued, Steve. There were explosions intermittently going off in Najaf this morning still. One Marine was killed in fighting overnight, at least one, the U.S. military says. Meanwhile, here in Baghdad, the U.S. military has been in the middle of a big push into Sadr City. These are the Shiite slums to the northeast of Baghdad, which were controlled by the Mahdi Army militia for much of the past month. And residents have described airstrikes there overnight, and we just had an interpreter go into this district and described American tanks and armored vehicles that have pushed quite deep into areas where Mahdi Army fighters walked openly carrying weapons just a week ago. It's had a big toll on the residents there. Many families have fled because water, electricity, even phone lines have been cut off to some districts. And one resident told us that his legs are hurting just from all the funerals he's gone to over the past couple of days. Two American soldiers, at least two, are reported killed there in fighting yesterday.
And there's also been some fighting and some killing at the Abu Ghraib prison, the site of the prison scandal earlier this year.
Yes, yesterday morning, U.S. military spokesmen say a brawl broke out. Prisoners, they say, attacked a detainee there. And in the ensuing tussle there, the U.S. military opened fire, killing at least two detainees and wounding five. They say this lethal force was authorized because they had to save the life of the detainee.
And we've just got a couple of seconds, Ivan, but are people marking an anniversary there that is being marked at the United Nations headquarters here in the United States? It was 1 year ago today that a bomb exploded at the UN headquarters in Baghdad. You were in Baghdad at the time, as I recall.
Yeah, I think the UN staff who are here, who've been helping organize a national conference which appointed a parliament, an interim parliament last night, they are marking this. As for Iraqis, there has been so much violence here over the last year that they're just trying to get by day to day.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.